Welcome to Adulting 101, a weekly workshop-style podcast bringing you motivation, guidance, and step-by-step instructions on how to navigate the world of adulthood. You're listening to episode 69, How to Let Go of Comparison. Look, I get it. A real-life millennial myself, I know how hard it can be to navigate the decisions of adulthood with no clear sense of what the results may be. I'm Danielle, your host, a mindset coach, yoga instructor, and small business owner here to share my struggles along this journey, providing you with the tools and confidence you need to start living your best life. So without further ado, let's hop into the episode. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, before we dive into things, this is just a reminder that I have a 5-day Facebook Live series launching today, September 17th, through until Friday, September 21st. You're probably sitting there thinking, what the heck is a Facebook Live series, Danielle? Well, honey, let me tell you. Over the course of the next 5 days, I'm going to be diving deep into all things mind, body, and soul related. For example, today I'm going to be explaining what I mean when I say mind-body-soul connection and how this connection has impacted my life. From there, I'm going to jump into topics like the power of your mindset, the benefits of daily movement, the importance of connecting to your intuition, and how to make the mind-body-soul lifestyle accessible to you. If you're interested in this series, please head over to my Facebook page. That's facebook.com/lifestylebydesignstudio to join the event. If you aren't available today, tomorrow, the next day at noon, that's fine. There will be replays of every single episode available on my page. I am so excited to share this juicy information with you all. So looking forward to connecting with you all there. In other news, let's hop into this week's episode, the dreaded comparison game where nobody wins. You know those thoughts, I'm not as popular as her, she's smarter than I am, she's cooler than me, she does neat things with her life, she has more Instagram followers than me, blah, blah, blah. Life is not a competition, and yet sometimes it can be all too easy to forget this and to fall into this trap. We've all had these thoughts at one point or another, it's just human nature. Comparison in itself isn't inherently bad, it's once it begins to turn destructive that these issues arise. This week, I'm guiding you through 3 of my many tips to stop living through the lens of what everyone else is up to, and to start living your life for you. Because, newsflash, no one else is going to do it if you don't. My first tip, jumping right into this, is to live more intentionally. The more you start to make decisions based on what you want, the less time you have to focus on what everyone else is doing. Further to this, intentional living allows you to fully delve into what it is you were called here to do. Imagine that, actually fulfilling your purpose. What a dream. It means no longer living in a state of reacting to what's going on around you, and instead living in a position where you get to decide what you are going to do and what is going to happen in your life. This means finding time to pause and ask yourself, what the heck do I want, and what is important to me? The more we are intentional to our own mission, the less time we have to waste worrying about what everyone else is doing. Makes sense, right? Next, I encourage you to celebrate your wins. I teach this to every single one of my one-on-one clients. No matter how big or how small, it is important we celebrate every accomplishment along the way. You sent that email you've been putting off. Great. You tried a new class at your local gym. Amazing. You filed your taxes. That's stellar. Remember, you are worth celebrating. You are a freaking living, breathing human being, and you've made it this far. That is an accomplishment in itself, so congratulations. Give yourself credit for all that you do, rather than focusing on what you haven't done or being envious of what someone else's attributes are. Lastly, it's okay to admire, just don't envy. How would you feel if I told you that comparison can actually be a good thing? You might be thinking, girl, you crazy. But hear me out. I believe that comparison can actually benefit you if you channel it in the correct way. If someone has done something freaking awesome and you find that envy or jealousy creeping in, stop for a second and breathe. Take a moment and think to yourself, how did they manage to do that? How can I apply that to my own life? Was it a series of actions, a certain air of confidence they possessed, or perhaps a single decision they made that brought them to this achievement? Take this as an opportunity to learn from their success and to learn how you can replicate this in your own life. In fact, You could even try reaching out to this person. As intimidating as it might seem, most people are actually brimming at the chance to share their experience with people who actually want to learn. Remember, where there is envy, you will find a lack of fulfillment, a lack of joy, and a lack of gratitude. The only person who gets hurt from envy in the process is you. Start living your life for you and stop comparing it to everyone else's reality. Use comparison instead to become a better person, maybe even making your little corner of the world a better place. May you find happiness in all that you choose to pursue. I wish you all the best in your journeys. Remember, comparison can be used for growth, not stagnation. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. If you enjoyed this episode, please hop on iTunes, leave me a rating or review, or share this link with a friend that you think could benefit from my content. If you want to connect with me on social media, you can find me on Instagram, that's @LifestyleByDesignStudio. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/LifestyleByDesignStudio, or you can connect to my personal channels on Twitter and Snapchat, that's @DanielleRyan, Danielle 2 A's. I look forward to chatting with all of you, and I'll talk to you again next week. Take care.